Are you playing any tight ends in this, you know, with lack of depth?
If I need to, you know, if the coaches tell me to go out there and play tight end, you know, that's what I'll do. I'm just really trying to go out there and help the team.
All right, man. James, it seems like, just from the position of drills we're watching this week, it seems like you're route running in those circumstances improving a lot, too. And how have you progressed to that point?
I've gotten a lot of work running routes with the tight ends, and I've kind of, picked up some techniques and trying to learn from the other guys so that I've done, that have been playing the position a little longer, and just trying to work every day, go out there and get better, and things are kind of coming along and starting to fall into place, and I'm, learning the inner workings of playing a tight end spot.
Have you gained an appreciation for, like, the minutiae of those routes, I mean, the footwork, and how to set up routes?
Yeah. I mean, it's a mental game as much as it is physical running a route on somebody. I mean, you gotta know when to do what and, why to do it and all that stuff. So, it's coming, and I'm trying to learn it as fast as possible and just, be ready if my number's ever called.
When you've gotten the ball in your hands, especially out toward the sideline tonight, last week against the Redskins, the first person who hit you is probably going to be smaller than you.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the ball, you turn around, is the first thing you're doing kind of looking for somebody to run over?
I'm just trying to gain some extra yards, man. I mean, if it involves me lowering my shoulder and trying to, run somebody over and grind out some extra yards, that's what I'll do. I mean, I can't really say that I'm turning around looking for someone to go, punish, but I'm definitely looking to just try and get, gain as many yards as possible.